There is a bit of a constant background theme of COVID to most of our news items so far. Now we have a couple of news items specifically on that theme. Then we turn to nature for a spell of relief with news of seal pups, swans, bats, and sadly, coastal erosion. Patients who have been diagnosed with coronavirus are occupying 7.2% of beds at Norfolk's hospitals. The latest statistics from NHS England show there were 131 beds used by people with COVID-19 at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the James Paget University Hospital and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on December the 1st. There is an increase from the previous week, where there were 128 patients in beds on November the 24th. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the number of patients in beds has increased from 55 on November the 25th to 75 on December the 1st. In Great Yarmouth, which has seen several outbreaks, beds taken up by patients at the James Paget University Hospital has dropped from 26 to 14. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital saw a slight increase from 40 patients in bed on November the 25th to 42 on December the 1st. The number of patients being admitted to all three hospitals, meanwhile, has not changed compared to last week.
Dealing with the coronavirus pandemic has already cost Norfolk County Council more than £108 million, a report has revealed. And although the council has received £96 million in COVID-19 grant funding from the government, a mixture of the rising costs from services under pressure and falling income has so far left the authority with an £11.8 million shortfall. A finance monitoring report, due to be discussed by the council's cabinet committee, warns the council is anticipating financial pressures not forecast at the time of budget setting, primarily relating to the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Council said it is now preparing for the triple whammy impacts of budget pressure, funding uncertainties and financial COVID challenges. Lost income from closed museums and libraries, sports and recreation facilities and adult education, and falls in demand for public transport, parking, planning and records office services has cost an extra £18 million. Norfolk County Council's Labour Group leader, Steve Morphew, said, "There was a big hole in council finances before COVID. Things are worse now with no sign extra government funds will be anything like enough. That means Norfolk will pay through a mix of service cuts and council tax hikes."
Long lens photos of seal pups and their mothers have provided a stark reminder of exactly what visitors could be jeopardising if they get too close. The Friends of Horsey Seals, which looks after Horsey and Winterton beaches near Great Yarmouth during the winter months, has been amassing a gallery of the adorable creatures so that anyone missing out on visiting them due to lockdown isn't left wanting. The group also hopes the pictures, taken from a safe distance, act as a deterrent for anyone tempted to breach the 10-metre distance visitors are required to keep between themselves and the seals. If anyone gets too close to a pup, the mother could become frightened and abandon her baby. If this happens, the pup will die. Jane Bowden, a trustee, said, "Pupping season is getting underway, and recently we have stepped up patrols along the beaches. Numbers could grow dramatically between now and December, so we're asking people to voluntarily keep behind the chestnut fence we have installed, which keeps seals and human beings from one another." On November the 28th, the seal count from Waxham to Winterton was 2,466 adult seals and 1,232 pups. Sally Butler and her team record this information at the crack of dawn every Thursday.
The planned Western Link Road would see construction through what is likely to be the largest known super colony of Barbastro bats in the UK, according to new independent surveys. Norfolk County Council wants to build the controversial £153 million road to connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road from the A1067 to the A47 near Easton. Norfolk Wildlife Trust has expressed concerns about the wildlife impacts of the chosen route, which would travel between Western Longville and Ringland, including a 720-metre-long viaduct over the River Wensum. The planned Western Link Road would see construction through what is likely to be the largest known super colony of Barbastro bats in the UK, according to new independent surveys. Norfolk County Council wants to build the controversial £153 million road to connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road from the A1067 to the A47 near Easton. Norfolk Wildlife Trust has expressed concerns about the wildlife impacts of the chosen route, which would travel between Western Longville and Ringland and including a 720-metre-long viaduct over the River Wensum. New surveys carried out by independent bat experts Wild Wings Ecology have now identified the presence of a breeding colony directly on the proposed new road, part of a wider super colony occupying surrounding woodlands in the local area. Indications are that the Barbastro population here is likely to be the largest in the UK, with surveys identifying at least 270 bats. Dr. Charlotte Packman, the ecologist who identifies the size... Dr. Charlotte Packman, the ecologist who identified the size and scale of the bat population, said, "This is without a doubt a nationally important area, quite possibly the most important area in the country for this very rare species. The destruction of Barbastro maternity colony woodlands is not permissible under wildlife laws and would be unprecedented." Norfolk County Council said the presence of Barbastro in the area had been a significant consideration in planning the Western Link and would include measures including green bridges and underpasses to help bats cross the new road and improving foraging and roosting habitats.
A Norwich wildlife rescuer braved the mud to rescue a pair of swans from a drained reservoir. Kevin Murphy received a call from contractors working at the Anglian Water Reservoir on Waterworks Road, Norwich. He donned a wetsuit and headed down a steep slope to pick up the birds one at a time, which were covered in mud. He approached the first bird and was able to hold it under his arm to stop it flapping its wings, but not without a wing catching him on the knee. The bird was safely secured under fishing net while he retrieved the second swan. The second rescue saw his boots become stuck in the mud, but after taking his shoes off, he caught the bird and walked up the embankment barefoot. The birds were hosed down and taken to the river. He said there were two mute swans and they had flown in there as usually there's water and landed. They were muddy, but it would wash off. It took 90 minutes from turning up, going down and putting them on the river.
Heartbreaking drone images taken from the air at Winterton show the flattened remains of its cliff-top cafe, but also revealed just how close it was to falling off the edge. The pictures show a square of flat land where the Dunes Cafe stood just the day before. Last Friday, a digger tore through the building after storm surges earlier in the week brought down 7 feet of material from the back of the cafe. The decision was taken to demolish it before it fell of its own accord. Sightseers called it a sad day for the village. Erosion has been cutting into Winterton's dunes for 20 years, with Google Earth images from 1999 showing an added 50 metres of material between the cafe and the beach, which has since been lost. With the car park also clearly shrinking in size, Borough Councillor James Besley has called for it to be saved at all costs. He said losing that car park to erosion would lead to parking chaos in the village.